The election runoff is being held after the first round on October 25th failed to produce an outright winner. Richard Jean-Louis Robinson of the Havana Party, a former health minister in the government of ousted President Marc Ravalomanana, won about 30% of the vote in the first round. His rival, Eri Marcial Rocco Taurimanana, Raja Onarimampianina, former finance minister in the transitional government, headed by incumbent Andri Rajoelina, won about 15%. Both candidates have promised to work on national reconciliation. But after years of unrest following the 2009 coup, many in Madagascar are doubtful.
The leaders say they want national reconciliation, but they can't even agree on just one debate.
In 2009, the young mayor of Antananarivo, former disc jockey Andri Rajoelina, backed by the army, ousted legally elected government of President Marc Ravalomanana. Violence and political wrangling has left the country without a constitutional government since then.
The duration of this crisis has been too long. By now, we should have an elected president.
After the coup, Madagascar came under international sanctions, losing foreign aid as well as revenue from tourism. Both presidential candidates say they will focus on rebuilding the economy. But political analyst Gilbert Raharizatovo says both lack the necessary experience.
What Madagascar is looking for now is a man who's able to organize, who has a vision. So that's called a statesman. In Madagascar, it doesn't really exist. Why? Simply because, in my opinion, a statesman is a man who's been trained for long years to recognize what are the ethics of governance, the deontology of governance, or the deontology of politics.
Perhaps more importantly, the two candidates are seen as proxies for longtime rivals Rajoelina and Ravalomanana, who are barred from running. For some voters, that means no end to the political impasse.
This election is not a way out of the crisis, but the Madagascan people have no choice other than to choose between the two candidates.
The runoff is taking place on the same day as parliamentary elections. The newly elected lawmakers will nominate Madagascar's prime minister. Zlatica Ho, VOA News, Washington.